Ko moe awa tamanui Francine Tini and this is your Wātea English News. New Te Pāti Māori Hauraki Waikato candidate says she represents the new generation. 20-year-old Hana Rawhiti Maipi Clark is challenging Nanaia Mahuta, who has held the seat for Labour since before she was born. She says she wants to represent the 70% of Māori who are under the age of 40.
I am here to represent the 70. I am here to add different layers to the kōrero, and I think our rangatahi is a vital part in the government seating. Of 120 seats in Parliament, there's not one person that can embody that 70%. And with all due respect, if the government goes into a coalition, it'll be the smaller parties that are important with their seats rather than the bigger parties.
Hana Rawhiti Maipi Clark says the next government will be a coalition, so a vote for a smaller party will really count. Addiction Services organisation Odyssey says huffing is not a widespread issue, but it could be a meme away from becoming a problem. A 12-year-old Hamilton boy died suddenly last month after inhaling deodorant from a can. Odyssey Chief Executive Fiona Trevelyan says information can spread quickly among young people through social media, so it's a challenge to balance getting helpful information out versus the risk of sparking the curiosity of yet more young people.
Some of it is purely experimental. Some of it's about trying to have fun and being a bit naughty. But some of it's about actually trying to get away from some of the real negative, sad features of their life, which are there because of the effects of poverty, of colonisation, etc.
Fiona Trevelyan says while there are relatively few cases of huffing, there has been an uptick this year in the abuse of nitrous oxide or laughing gas. Also, Attorney General David Parker has announced the appointment of Merepaia King for Ngāti Mahanga, Ngāti Te Wehi Tainui as a permanent judge of the Employment Court. Ms King is a partner in Buddle Finlay after starting her legal career in 2005 at Tonkin's Wake in Hamilton. She has specialised in employment and health and safety law. Ms King will be sworn in on September 9. And that's your Wātea English News.